The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading. Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, August 10th, and we are going to give you some great information today, along with my nutritional counselor, Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be up at the Boca Raton Studios for WWNN up on Federal Highway in Boca Raton. Janet will be available today, Friday, from 3 to 6 p.m., tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 until 5:30. So if you have any questions, any challenges, any concerns about your health, please feel free to stop in and visit with Janet. There's no charge for the visit. There is a sign-up list at the customer service counter, and please feel free to make yourself available. Come down to Save-A-Lot and get some great information. I also want to remind our listeners that next Friday, which is the 17th of August, from right after the radio show ends at 11, Steve Kane and Brian Craig will be here to meet the people that have been interested in speaking to them or meeting them over the past many years that they've been on radio. So they will be available next Friday at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center right after this show, where Janet and I ends at 11 o'clock, and they'll be here until 12:30, and we're going to be drawing three prizes, which we're going to speak about sometime a little bit later. But first, let me bring in Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And how is the sunny weather up in Boca?
Everything's gorgeous in Boca. It's sunny South Florida.
And hot and toasty.
That's true, but it's August, and I'm pretty sure it's hot and toasty all over this country.
That seems to be the trend right now. And, of course, we know that come next month, things will quiet down a little bit. We'll get back to more seasonally reasonable temperatures.
We can only hope.
Now, I know you have a lot on the agenda for today.
I do.
I'm going to take a back seat and listen to all this great information that you're going to share with our listening audience. And from time to time, I'll jump in and give you my 2 or 3 cents worth on the particular topic that you'll be speaking about.
Okay, 2 or 3 cents worth, very interesting. And if I'm not clear on certain things, because sometimes I think, okay, well, people know the foundation about what I'm talking about, but sometimes I might be a little wide of the mark. So anytime a question pops into your head, let's do it that way. It's part of the my favorite radio time, Stump the Nutritionist. Years and years ago on WNN and before that, WSBR, we used to have callers calling in their questions, and you had to be totally, totally sharp and up to date and up to speed about answering people's health questions over the air. But so my job is a little easier these days. So I have a number of different topics, and where I want to start is stress. And I talk about stress to people all the time. And the toll stress exacts on our immune systems. And, you know, so if people are saying to me, well, you know, my immune system isn't as strong as it used to be, I don't necessarily have the immune strength to fight back, I just am more vulnerable to whatever seems to be going around out there. And of late, the things that I talk about with people very frequently have to do with allergies. And keep in mind, listeners, that allergies and allergy triggers, the congestion, the coughing, the scratchy throat, the breathing issues, runny nose, post-nasal drip, all those kinds of things very much are related to an improper immune response. And so it's very important for people to understand that some of the natural substances that you can find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, some of those substances are truly immune stimulants. And then what I like to talk about a great deal are the immune balancers, those adaptogenic types of substances that if you have an overstimulated immune system that's no longer effective, we can balance that series of responses and achieve a strengthening and a reinvigoration, making your immune system more effective. And if your immune system is underperforming, then again, we have the substances that are going to lift it up. And so if someone out there is dealing with catching every cold that goes around, possibly if you're dealing with frequent sore throats, that your throat might not be sore enough to keep you from doing your everyday activities, but it's scratchy, it's irritated, it's inflamed. Every time you swallow, you remember, oh, what's going on? If you're dealing with infections that seem to come out of nowhere, you might take some time to evaluate your stress issues, because I talk to a lot of people, and when I mention stress, they say, oh, no, I'm not stressed. But then when we get into a little bit deeper discussion, what we find out is, yes, indeed, there's a lot of stress going on in their lives. And so sometimes people think of stress only in physical terms, that they are possibly working very hard in a physical sense. But the truth of the matter is, when you achieve restful sleep, then you actually do recover from that physical stress. If you are supplying your body with high quality food, that allows you to recover in a physical sense from the stresses that you're exposing yourself to. But the other part of stress is the mental upsets, the psychological stressful events. Those things can result in true physical manifestations. Maybe you're someone who worries all the time. And my discussion with people who say, well, I'm a worrier, I've been a worrier all my life, and that's just who I am. Well, that worrying, that continual psychological stress can manifest in a negative impact on your immune system. So one of the things that I try to talk to people about are step by step, when you take a look at the worry situation and you're starting into that worry mental loop, okay, the first step to overcome that is recognizing it. So you recognize that you're about to get into that hamster wheel, so to speak, of worry. All right, then you know you've identified what's going on. The next step is to get off the wheel. And you say, oh, I don't do that anymore. I have experience that has shown me that that worry loop doesn't achieve anything, that I worry about what I perceive may be possibly happening in the future. And surprise, surprise, a lot of times that doesn't happen. And what you have overlooked tends to possibly create a problem. So what you want to do, number one, identify that worry loop. And number two, make a decision to get off that hamster wheel of worry and say, oh, I don't do that anymore. So when you're worrying, what happens? That psychological situation physically creates the release of stress hormones. So the stress hormones create inflammation. That inflammation leads to ultimately tissue damage. So we love all of the tissue all over our bodies, and we absolutely 100% want to support every one of those cells making up tissue in our body. So brain tissue, heart tissue, muscle tissue, skeletal tissue, glandular tissue, all of that. We don't want to lose any of it. It's part of our integrated whole. And what you want to make sure you do is stop any potential damage that you are creating through your kind of under the radar psychological situation. Those stress hormones lower your white blood cells. Your white blood cells are what's going to run to the site of a potential flare-up of infection and stop that inflammation, stop that infection. When you're worrying, you have less ability to resist infection. Your hypothalamus is involved in that whole worry situation, and it overstimulates your adrenal glands. You overproduce adrenaline. And sometimes we get so addicted to that continuous flow of adrenaline that we just don't feel like ourselves when we begin to make the changes to reduce the amount of adrenaline that your adrenals are producing. Why is that important? If you don't balance things, then you are at risk of creating adrenal exhaustion. You have an overproduction of cortisol that leads to inflammation. You have lower ability of your immune cells, your B cells, your T cells, to function in that path of immune balance that is so necessary to keep you well and on your feet. So what are you going to do? Country Life has fabulous advanced coenzyme B complex. So if you've taken B complex formulas before and you haven't gotten the kind of energetic response that you've wanted, come on in and talk to me and I'll explain to you the different individual Bs that are in Country Life advanced coenzyme B complex. Pantothenic acid helps to calm you down. Theanine helps to even out your focus, you're concentrating, but you're not stressed. You're not overproducing adrenaline and cortisol. So if you're someone dealing with a lot of stress, come on in and talk to me at Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And we're going to take a short break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, joined by Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today for your gluten-free pasta, cereals, breads, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save a Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday, the 10th of August, and Janet has just gone on to help people understand a little bit more about stress. And I would like to add a couple of points, Janet. I know in the line of Himalaya, there's a great stress product. In the line of Herb Farm, they have come out with several new sprays to help people deal with stress. And in the line of Gaia Herbs, which has recently been unveiled here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, they have several different formulas that have been very successful over the years in helping people deal with stress. So I think these would be great additions to the items you mentioned before, specifically the Country Life Coenzyme B Complex, the theanine, and I know that you've recommended other products over the years to different people under different stressful conditions. And then one other question I just thought maybe you could cover also would be, do stress factors or stress indicators come up on blood work?
Okay, so number one, you'd really want to check your DHEA levels because that would be indicative of how well your adrenal glands are functioning. You'd want to check your cortisol levels, and the best way to check your cortisol levels, AM cortisol, which should be high, midday, which is slightly lower, and then evening, and that cortisol level should be lower even again. So you want morning, midday, and evening cortisol levels. That's absolutely critically important. So you can also be checking your inflammatory markers, so ultra-sensitive C-reactive protein. Those are some of the things that I would take a look at with regard to people's overall health situation and the role that stress might play.
All right. So at this particular point, you covered a wide variety of different topics in the area of stress. What would you move on to now?
Okay. Well, there's a really interesting research study that is coming out of Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center in North Carolina. And so when people are stressed, that stress response tends to raise their blood pressure. And we have always talked about blood pressure as it relates to heart and circulatory disease, but the new research coming out is relating the blood pressure issues. Uncontrolled elevated blood pressure is having an impact on brain chemistry and to a certain extent may be a warning sign with regard to the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. So how could that be? What's going on? What is that research showing? It's a very interesting area to investigate. So if someone out there is dealing with elevated blood pressure and they're not taking the steps to address it with a medication, certainly they need to know that at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, there are so many different aspects of nutrition support that will benefit balancing the blood pressure. And it's really interesting because some of the blood pressure numbers may be dramatically eye-opening for people. Some of the studies are saying that for people over the age of 60, the goal is to have a blood pressure of under 150 over 90. Now, if you are 65 years old and you go to your doctor and you see a blood pressure, your doctor sees a blood pressure of, let's say, 145 over 85, boom, you're on a blood pressure medication. And sometimes the dose of that blood pressure medication might be too high for someone who is small stature, someone who takes a variety of different nutrition supplements that actually are protecting their blood vessels and enhancing blood flow. But the research is showing that if you keep your blood pressure naturally under 150 over 90 and you're over 60 years old, that's your goal. If you're in your 30s up to age 59, your goal is a little bit lower, 140 over 90. And so what are some of the things that we have available so easy to take, so much support to your wallet so that you're not spending an extreme amount of money? Magnesium. It's so inexpensive and it has a threefold benefit. It will help to relax the wall of your blood vessels. When you relax the blood vessel wall, your blood pressure comes down. It supports regularity and it supports sleep. It stops muscle spasm. So it does all kinds of fabulous, fabulous things for you that, in addition to being a benefit to overall blood pressure, you have a host of other aspects of your health that are responding positively to that magnesium. Okay, so you're taking magnesium. The next thing is, okay, your blood pressure, maybe your blood pressure is going to 160 over 95. That's too high, and you want to bring it down. How about using a very high-quality omega-3 fish oil? And one of my best suggestions comes from Carlson. Carlson Med Omega. Just a teaspoon gives you for the entire day a recommended dose that will have dramatic benefits with regard to not only your blood pressure, but remember, we're talking about blood pressure as it relates to the risk of Alzheimer's disease. It's going to benefit your brain. You're going to reduce inflammation with the EPA content of Carlson Med Omega, just one teaspoon in the morning, and the DHA content is superior. You're going to improve brain chemistry. You're going to support and enhance how your brain cells function naturally. So magnesium, Carlson Med Omega, you're doing your blood pressure a benefit. And as regards this new research information out of North Carolina, that risk of developing Alzheimer's disease is minimized. Okay, we have BP Balance. BP Balance has been around for years and years and years and created a background blood pressure that people have not been able to achieve with just the magnesium and the omega-3. So, one of the ways that the researchers have kind of reviewed the information and they've come up with the 150 over 90 for people over 60 and the 140 over 90 for people 30 to 60, those numbers are at odds with what the mainstream medical community says. So, very often I speak to people and their blood pressure is now running 120 over 70. And that's what their doctor's goal for them is, 120 over 70. But unfortunately, they don't feel well. They say their muscles don't feel strong. They say that they just feel exhausted, that their energy and their motivation just isn't there. And what that tells me is perhaps for them, they need a little bit higher blood pressure. But keeping in mind that the mainstream medical community says for everyone, 120 over 70 is the goal. And the research is supportive of that with regard to heart and circulatory issues, but the research with regard to your energy and risk of Alzheimer's is a higher blood pressure. So here's the takeaway. Here's what we really need to know about that. If you're older, you have to find that sweet spot, so to speak, with regard to your blood pressure, that you might need a slightly higher blood pressure than your doctor wants to achieve with medication. And so you discuss with your physician how you feel, what your energy is like, how you might need to be taking naps during the day, and that's not like you. So it is an individual approach, optimizing your blood pressure for maximizing your well-being. So what did those researchers in North Carolina find? They found that there were biomarkers in the spinal fluid of the test participants, and those biomarkers indicated an increased risk for Alzheimer's disease. Johns Hopkins researchers have found that potassium-sparing diuretics have been helpful at that overall approach to finding the right blood pressure for you. Okay. Here's the tough part. Lose 11 pounds and you take 4 points off your systolic blood pressure and 3.6 points off your diastolic blood pressure. So here's a natural way of controlling your blood pressure. The potassium sparing diuretics, maintaining that potassium-sodium balance that's so critically important for your energy and your sense of well-being. Where are you going to get that potassium? Your vegetables. So please make sure that you're eating your vegetables every single day. Make sure that you have a little bit of fruit, not too much, not too high sugar fruit. Maybe it's an apple. Maybe it's some berries. But a little bit of fruit, and then, of course, your vegetables. Exercise, keeping those muscles flexible. When you're doing that exercise, you're engaging all different systems of your body and enhancing the overall well-being. Okay, so now it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Zimmerelli. Joining me, Mr. Al Foreman. And when we come back, some updated news about what's going on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find new chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Charo Formulas, so many different brands at unbelievable prices. Skincare, cosmetics, it's all here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see the fantastic inventory, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
When you support your probiotic status with Best Biotic, you are on the way to overall good health. Your brain benefits with Best Biotic. Your immune system benefits with Best Biotic. Your digestion benefits with Best Biotic. Who doesn't need that kind of broad support for health and well-being? Enhance your health with Best Biotic. You can learn more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and find Best Biotic at incredible savings. Call 754-307-1655 for more information.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It's August 10th. And Janet has just gone through a repertoire of different helpful hints that people can go to lose weight. I think that's a critical issue in our country today, Janet, is that there are so many people that are overweight that are causing other health concerns throughout their body. And you did mention the fact that people are subject to more cases of Alzheimer's if their blood pressure may be too high and other causes that could contribute to Alzheimer's disease. And that seems to be a growing trend in our country today, the amount of new cases of Alzheimer's. And they're predicting a tremendous amount in the year 2040. They're talking about 15 to 16 million cases of Alzheimer's patients in our country. And I, as a son-in-law of my wife's father who has Alzheimer's, I know it's a devastating disease, and it can really affect the entire health of the whole family, not just the Alzheimer's patients. So I think it's important that people pay attention to some of this great information that Janet is putting out there today. So, Janet, I'm going to let you talk about some of the exciting things going on, but I did want to make mention that next Friday we will have the benefit of getting Steve Kane and Brian Craig in the store from 11 o'clock until 12:30, meeting people who have never had the opportunity to meet them before. They may have listened to them on the show, but never met them. And I think it would be a great position that it gives people to know who they are listening to on the radio. So with that said, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you.
It's going to be so much fun next Friday with Steve Kane and Brian Craig at Save-A-Lot. We're going to have a good time. Okay, so moving on, a different approach here. A number of years ago, it was after the World Trade Center attack, that I had one of my clients who was an FBI agent, and she invited me to speak to the women of the FBI. And the subject of the talk was how to protect yourself from the possibility of being exposed to a poisonous agent. So we see what's gone on outside of London with a poisoning of those Russian nationals. So what we might not necessarily be so aware of with regard to it isn't in the headlines is the poison that may be in our that we may be exposed to in our daily lives. And so you don't only have to protect yourself from poison in a terror attack. You have to protect yourself from the environmental poisons, the poisons that are unfortunately attached to the foods that we may be taking in on a regular basis. So, number one, as much as possible, choose organic. When it makes a terrible dent in your economic well-being, then you go for commercial vegetables, commercial fruits, and so on. And you can look up about on the internet about the intensity of contamination in different fruits and vegetables. So certain fruits and vegetables, you are very safe using commercially farmed fruits and vegetables. Other fruits and vegetables, and it might be really surprising, there is significant toxic contamination, and you want to protect yourself from those toxins. So two things I will mention just off the top of my head, and I will tell people, please go to the internet and see what fruits and vegetables are terribly contaminated and which fruits and vegetables are able to be consumed commercially. Okay, the celery. Who knew? Why do they have to create a celery crop that is so terribly contaminated. So please chew. If you eat celery, and celery is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous vegetable to have on a pretty regular basis. First of all, it has virtually no calories. You use up more calories chewing up the celery than are in a stalk of celery. Very high potassium content, very high fiber content, and that fiber content and the chewing gives you a feeling of satisfaction. So you might not necessarily be looking for chips or crackers or some kind of snack like that. So choose organic celery. Choose organic blueberries. That's so sad to me. It's absolutely heartbreaking. Why is it that our blueberry crop has become so contaminated? 10 years ago, they were not so contaminated, but the demand for blueberries is putting pressure on how much of the crop needs to be produced. So, yes, indeed, those blueberries are fabulous for you, but please choose organic blueberries. Okay, so how to protect yourself from those toxins, from the poisons that we're exposed to? Number one, vitamin C, vitamin C, vitamin C now has a beautiful 500 milligram vitamin C with bioflavonoids, with rose hips. So you're going to be able to recycle that vitamin C most effectively. And if you want to have even greater activity within your body over the time that you've taken the vitamin C, alpha lipoic acid. Alpha lipoic acid does so much in our body. So the vitamin C is recycled. The vitamin E is recycled. The selenium is recycled. So vitamin C and alpha lipoic acid. So when you're taking the vitamin C, my suggestion is you don't necessarily want to take more than 500 milligrams at a time, but you take those 500 milligrams maybe every hour if your immune system is a little iffy, and possibly every hour if you think that you've been exposed to toxins in your cleaning products, if you've been exposed to toxic contamination in something that you've eaten over the course of the day. So lots of vitamin C, and you're enhancing the half-life, the ability to keep that vitamin C circulating in your body when you take alpha lipoic acid. Vitamin D. You need to pay attention to what your vitamin D levels may be. The vitamin D goal that you should have in mind on your blood work, 70 to 80. And if you have immune issues, even higher. If you are fighting a diagnosable disease and your immune system might be under attack from the treatment that you're being given, more vitamin D. N-acetylcysteine, NAC, and glutathione, those are two substances that are so incredibly important for you to be able to process toxins out of your body. The NAC is going to work on your liver, going to work on your kidneys, and move that toxic debris out of your body. That's what your liver and kidneys do. Protect your other cells. Remove toxins. Water, 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 water. And then superior support to your immune system, garlic. Kyolic garlic formulas, they have a capsule formula that is specifically to support your immune system. If you are dealing with a specific attack on your immune system, you might want to take kyolic liquid garlic extract. Fabulous to support and enhance how your immune system is going to deal with any kind of toxic exposure. Aloe vera. Aloe vera is going to create the digestive system balance and correct digestive system chemistry that, once again, something that you've ingested that has a toxic contamination, the aloe is going to reduce inflammation in your upper digestive system, so the toxin is not going to have as dramatic an impact on your immune function. And then your lower digestive system, the aloe is going to create that balance, so probiotics work better. Probiotics are able to proliferate. Resveratrol. There is just the most amazing benefit across the board with resveratrol in protecting your healthy cells. So literally the most enhanced benefit to protecting your cells with resveratrol. Some things that you can add in your daily routine: lemon and lemon juice. Put some lemon juice on your salad. Put some lemon juice in your vegetables. Make a salad dressing with lemon juice and olive oil. You can add different herbs to spice it up if you want something spicy, if you want something a little different flavor. All kinds of benefits using the lemon juice. Parsley. Parsley is medicine for your kidneys. So delicious, so absolutely superior at enhancing and supporting kidney function. Pomegranates and pomegranate juice, kidney health. That's what you achieve with eating pomegranates and drinking pomegranate juice. Now, pomegranate juice, you want to add a little water to it. You just take a little bit every day, maybe an ounce a day. Oh, you don't want to keep that pomegranate in your refrigerator and have that ounce every single day? Janet's Best Superfruits. It's got the pomegranate juice. It's got the whole array of antioxidant superfruits that protect your liver, your kidneys, and your whole body's array of cells. Bitter greens. So if you are having a salad and you love that iceberg lettuce, and there's nothing wrong with the iceberg lettuce, but you want to enhance that salad health beneficially, okay. Arugula, dandelion greens, chicory, escarole, and you snip them into little slivers, toss them in with that iceberg lettuce or the romaine lettuce, and you don't even know that you're eating those bitter greens that are so good for your liver and your blood chemistry. Seaweeds. You can find seaweed, dry seaweed packages at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So things like aramea and hijiki, and people look at it and say, oh, they look like twigs. I don't want to put that in my food. Well, what you do is put them in a little room temperature water, 2-3 minutes, drain the water, and then mix them in with your other vegetables. Once again, you're getting the seaweed benefit without really realizing that you're changing the whole profile of your vegetables. Apples. So you want organic, and all of these things are a dramatic support to your immune response, and you're protecting yourself from the poisons that you're exposed to every single day. And now it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. Joining me, Mr. Al Foreman, and we'll be right back with news about what's going on at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Stay tuned. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Friday. It is the 10th of August. And Janet has gone on to really help people get the value of using the proper greens when they're trying to improve health. And I'll go one step further by recommending we recently received the line of amazing grass. And not something you smoke. It's something you drink or take by mouth, either in a shake form or in a tablet form. And I think if you look at the packaging on these particular amazing grass products, you could satisfy every desirable need for any green product by using the Amazing Grass line of products. So keep that in mind if you're in doubt about what to use for your greens. Janet, you mentioned a great deal more about how people can improve their health by doing a lot of different things. You're available today from 3 to 6. You're available tomorrow, Saturday, from 1:30 to 5:30. And, of course, on Tuesdays from 12 to 4. And I think people owe it to themselves to pay you a visit, sit down with you for a no-charge consultation. You also do private consultations if people need to go further than what they're coming in for, which I think is most notably should they consider. And I think it's important that if you do consider it, that Janet is the best that you can go to. So keep that in mind. Janet is available today from 3 to 6, Saturday 1:30 to 5:30, and Tuesdays from 12 to 4. The store is open today up until 7 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. The regular store hours Monday to Friday are 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we are closed all holidays. I do want to make mention that we do ship mail orders as well. We have a toll-free number that you can call. It's 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. Again, 1-833-SAVE-A-LOT. And it's our pleasure to be able to give you the best service and, of course, the best possible prices you'll find anywhere. So with that said, Janet, I'm going to just make one more reminder about Steve Kane and Brian Craig coming to visit with us next Friday. That's the 17th of August. They'll be there from right after the radio show that we do until 12:30. At 12:30, we'll be drawing three prizes, grand prizes. We have a $25 gift certificate for Save-A-Lot, a $50 gift certificate for Save-A-Lot, and the grand prize is a $100 gift certificate for Tavolino's Restaurant, where I've eaten many times. It's on Sample Road. They have great food there. And again, you must be present to win the grand prize of the Tavolino gift certificate for $100. So with that said, Janet, I'm going to turn it back to you to wrap up the show.
And thank you, Al. It's going to be so much fun. People coming in and getting to talk to Steve and Brian and seeing all of the fabulous offerings available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And then the excitement of the drawings. Very, very interesting. So people can come in and they fill out a little ticket and enter themselves in the drawings. And, Al, can they do that as many times as they want to?
By all means, Janet. The raffle tickets are at customer service. Just feel free to fill out both sides. One gets dropped in the raffle box. One you keep for yourself as proof that you are the owner of that particular raffle ticket number.
All right. So it's going to be fun next Friday, right after the radio show at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, so to wrap up today's show, what I'm talking about has to do with heart health. And it's really interesting because we see a lot of information about what symptoms of a heart attack might be. But for women, the symptoms may be very different from what is available as mainstream information about is this a heart attack or is it just an indigestion, this pain in my chest? Well, for men, there's chest pressure. You may be short of breath. You could have a pain in your jaw, radiating up from your neck into your jaw and most likely into the left side of your jaw. The left arm may be painful. You might be sweating profusely and you might be feeling extreme fatigue. So that's the situation for most men. Those are the symptoms of an incipient heart attack. For women, it's a little bit different. So there's a squeezing pressure in the center of the chest, and they may have some arm pain. They might have back pain. They may have neck and jaw discomfort. But they may also have stomach pain. They might be dealing with a cold sweat. They might be nauseous, and nauseous to the degree that they're vomiting and that the fatigue is overwhelming, that they feel like their bodies are made of lead. They can't move. Rosie O'Donnell, a number of years ago, had a heart attack, and she was maybe 3 days or so experiencing some of these symptoms, and they weren't intense, and so she kind of ignored them. Then they got more intense, and they were impossible to ignore, and ultimately, someone said, "You need to get yourself checked out." She went to the hospital and they told her, "Yes, you're having a heart attack." Well, there's a video, I think it's available on YouTube, about Rosie O'Donnell explaining her symptoms, and she has a little list of initials to describe the pain, the nausea, the vomiting, the fatigue. And it's really, for women, well worth watching. And she does make it entertaining and funny at times. But here's the information that isn't funny at all. And so if you think you're having a heart attack, what's one of the things, and this has been around for years and years and years, what's one of the things that you absolutely should do for yourself? Aspirin. And put it under your tongue, chew it. I know it's bitter, but that's the way to get the best response to very quickly thinning your blood and minimizing the possibility of more serious potential damage from that interruption of heart function. You may need to make sure that you're drinking enough water. I talk to people all the time about what your blood chemistry looks like. Does it look like a mudslide, or does it look like a clear flowing brook? You want that clear flowing brook blood chemistry. And the way to achieve it is water, 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 water. And with this intense heat that we're dealing with here in South Florida, you need to make very certain that you are hydrating properly. And when people come to see me at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, I'll show them different ways that they can determine whether they are properly hydrated. If you think you're having a heart attack, go to the emergency room. They'll be able to tell you instantly whether you have made the right decision, or maybe you've been, a little overcautious. But rather than deal with the negative aspects of not getting to the emergency room on time, better to let them tell you, well, you're just fine. You're being overcautious. So keep in mind that stress plays a role. Exhaustion plays a role. So crucially important to maintain your heart. I talked about blood pressure earlier. I talked about stress earlier. I talked about exposure to toxins. All of those take a toll on our blood chemistry and ultimately take a toll on how our immune systems are going to work and how every different system of your body, all connected, how those systems are going to be optimized. Coenzyme Q10. Omega-3 fatty acids, kyolic garlic formulas. Kyolic garlic has a circulation formula. That's awesome. And when you start to read the 50-plus years of research that kyolic has compiled with regard to aged garlic extract and the benefits it provides, providing support to your immune system, enhancement to your circulation system, enhancement and support to heart function. It is absolutely incomparable at the benefits that it's going to provide for you. So I mentioned the magnesium, the CoQ10, the kyolic garlic, all of those do a variety of beneficial effects. And so we've come to the end of the hour, that Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. It's been my pleasure to speak with you this morning. And Mr. Al Foreman and I will be back next Friday at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in again next Friday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.